This is WMUK's West Southwest Brief. I'm Gordon Evans. The state of the state is the subject of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's address to a joint session of the legislature February 12th. A special one-hour mishmash looks at the state of the state now and 8 years ago when Rick Snyder took office as Michigan's governor. It will air Tuesday night at 8 o'clock on WMUK. I spoke with the hosts of Mishmash. Shana Roth joined us from the Michigan Public Radio Network studios in Lansing, and Jake Neer from WDET in Detroit. A longer version of our conversation can be found on our website, the WMUK app, and WMUK's West Southwest podcast from Apple, iTunes, and Google. So as we'll hear in this special, both Rick Snyder and Gretchen Whitmer called for bipartisanship in their respective inaugural addresses. Are there any things that we can also say they have in common as they begin their time as governor?
Sure. Well, I think that both of these governors are, as you said, coming in with similar tones. Now, obviously, take that with a grain of salt, because almost any new legislature or any new leaders at the Capitol, whether they're the governor or in the House or the Senate, usually say the same things at the beginning of any term, which is,
we need to put party and geography aside and come together as Michiganders to reinvent our state.
We need to come together now, not as Democrats and Republicans, but as Michiganders.
Pretty soon things are completely, back in partisan bickering pretty quickly. When it comes to both of these governors, it's interesting because there's a lot of focus on making sure that Michigan continues to be a place where businesses can thrive. Gretchen Whitmer has not really signaled that she's going to reverse course too much in terms of the way that our tax policy works for businesses or anything like that. Although it does seem like one of the things that we will talk about quite a bit in the Mishmash special is that now she is trying to make it so that those policies don't come at the expense of things like the environment and social justice issues.
And it's really important to note that while they both sort of came in with this consensus of, you know, we need to work together, they're coming into very different environments. Governor Rick Snyder was coming in to a very friendly environment where both chambers in the legislature were on his side. You know, he had the full majority, and that really opened itself up to, you know, you can say that we're all going to work together, but you don't have to if you find yourselves sort of in differing ideas. Whereas Governor Whitmer is coming into a Republican legislature, so the sort of call for bipartisanship is probably maybe not more sincere, but a bit more necessary.
Yeah, as Gongwer News Service editor Zach Gorchow can be heard saying,
he could sing the kumbaya stuff about working with Democrats, working bipartisanly, but he didn't have to.
That being said, though, there were plenty of things that Snyder did end up having to work with Democrats on, especially issues like the Medicaid expansion.
WDET reporter Jake Neer says Gretchen Whitmer, who was Senate Democratic leader, was one of the key people negotiating at the time with Governor Rick Snyder. Michigan Public Radio Network reporter Shana Roth says, in addition to a different political climate, the state economy is also in a different place than it was in 2011.
Governor Snyder was coming in sort of at the tail end of a downtick in the economy, whereas Governor Gretchen Whitmer is coming into, you know, a fairly strong economy that has been, you know, sort of shored back up. But, you know, a lot of economists are predicting that we are in for something of a downturn in the near future. And, you know, how is she going to handle that and sort of prepare against it in her administration and with the legislature?
The last two governors before Gretchen Whitmer, both Rick Snyder and Jennifer Granholm, had no experience in the state legislature. For Rick Snyder, that was his first elected office. Gretchen Whitmer does have legislative experience. She was in both the state House and Senate. Is that likely to mean a different approach, especially when trying to work with members of the other party?
I think so. I mean, she's already called for these so-called quadrant meetings, which is where the leaders in of both parties in the House and Senate meet with the governor. They've, I believe, had two so far. But she's really coming at this from a legislative perspective, if that makes sense, where she knows how things work within the Capitol Dome. She knows how to negotiate with people on that level. It's very different negotiating with lawmakers than it is negotiating with businesses. I think even Governor Rick Snyder would probably agree that it's just a different sort of set of skills.
When it comes to issues like roads and education and so forth, I mean, to quote Hamilton, she was in the room where it happens. You know, like she was the person that was in those quadrant meetings mm-hmm. during the Snyder administration on those issues. No one really knows how the game is played. The art of the trade, how the sausage gets made. We just assume that it happens. But no one else is in the room where it happens.
So I have to ask about the date this is being delivered. Governor Whitmer was supposed to give the State of the State address on February 5th. Then it was rescheduled because President Trump's going to give the State of the Union address that night. She could have kept the date, which is actually what then Governor Snyder did in 2015. The State of the State address was given the same night as President Obama gave the State of the Union.
I think both speeches are incredibly important, and I want to make sure that the public has an opportunity to absorb both.
Could that be seen as something of a bipartisan effort or trying to set politics aside?
It could be. You know, it could also be an effort to ensure that people are going to be focused on what she has to say. It also, by pushing hers out a week, that gives her an opportunity to hear what President Trump has to say and potentially respond to what he has to say from a Michigan Democrat perspective. So that it's kind of a bit of strategy on that hand. What was really interesting, just kind of from the Lansing perspective on how this all went down, is Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced that she is going to change the date, and then Speaker of the House Lee Chatfield kind of put up a tweet that said, whoa, we have not given you permission officially just yet. I need to speak with some people. And eventually they came, you know, they sort of very quickly came together, and Chatfield said, we officially accept her request for a time change. But it was kind of
this, he said that he had to make sure the Capitol was available. Is there a time the Capitol's not available for the State of the State
not
address?
Not that late at night, unless they were planning some sort of late night session for some reason that we didn't know about.
No, they were not. They were not.
But yes, the answer is no. It was a very small, quick thing. But the fact that it, you know, it sort of happened, was that there was this little bit of a squabble thing, was really interesting. And it's unclear at this point if this is sort of foretelling some maybe cracks in the foundation of bipartisanship, or if this was just a, you know, kind of, hey, let's remember what all the roles are here.
A special one-hour mishmash on the State of the State, the address, and the actual state of Michigan right now can be heard Tuesday night at 8 o'clock on WMUK. Shana and Jake, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Shana Roth joined us from the Michigan Public Radio Network studios in Lansing. Jake Neer joined us from WDET in Detroit. The extended version of our conversation can be found at our website, the WMUK app, and WMUK's West Southwest podcast from Apple, iTunes, and Google. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.